So we found here on this campus. For instance, in the Student Council, the Off-Campus Ministries Committee, which allows students opportunities to minister to others off the campus, has swelled in ranks tremendously with the addition of even two new subcommittees this year. So there's much to pray about, because we do need to lift up and care about and present petitions to God about the things which our school, our friends, and even our denomination are planning to do. We need to also pray for larger things, like our country, our economic situation, world famine. We need to pray about the situation in Africa, in Beirut, in Ireland. There's many things daily in which we can intercede to pray for, as Jesus did in the 17th chapter of John. When he interceded even for us today, we have the same responsibility. And yet we realize that, and many times we don't. We fail to pray. But as James so succinctly put it, we have not because we ask not. I feel that God would be willing to do many great and mighty things in our midst, in our churches, in our lives, if we'd simply ask him. I hope that we'll be better than some of the Christians which a psychologist interviewed. He did a survey, and he determined that the average Christian prays no more than 5 minutes per week. I trust that we as leaders of our church, leaders in our denomination, will pray more than 5 minutes a week. My prayer is that you will pray without ceasing for one another. Amen. Father, as the psalmist said, I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me, therefore I shall call upon him as long as I live. Father, we just thank you that we have the opportunity to pray, we have an opportunity to communicate with you personally, and that we know that you hear us in whatever we ask, because we can ask in your name.